What is Catholic Schools Week?
Catholic Schools Week is a week that we celebrate every year in the last week of January. It's an international event, actually. It goes well beyond Irish shores. It began in other countries, and that's why we adopted the week at the end of January, because plenty of other countries follow that week as well. So basically, it's a week when all of the people associated with the Catholic school community in a particular area can celebrate various events, and there's resources available to help them in that regard. So it's a particular week to focus on the significance of Catholic schools in a particular community.
And what are some of the ways that Catholic Schools Week is celebrated in Ireland?
It's celebrated, I suppose we commonly talk nowadays about school, home and parish. In the school, there are various events. For instance, there's a Grandparents' Day, which has proved very successful because grandparents are a very central part of handing on the faith, as we understand it now, particularly to children in a lot of homes. So there's a Grandparents' Day in schools. Schools have various resources whereby they can celebrate the week. And also, we very much encourage people to participate at home. There are ideas in our resources as to how a family can participate. And not least, indeed, that the parishes would celebrate schools. We ask a lot of schools, but this is a week to celebrate them, and not least to thank the members of boards, teachers, other staff, to thank all the people who are involved, and to celebrate their work in a particular way.
Now, the theme this year is Catholic Schools Called to Serve, and that ties in nicely with the particular year being celebrated this year in the Universal Church, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. One of the reasons we picked on the theme called to serve is precisely because throughout the world this year we're celebrating a year of consecrated life, as it's called. We're celebrating, in other words, the contribution of sisters, brothers and priests who are members of religious orders and congregations who have made, if you look back, by the way, over the last 200 years, a quite extraordinary contribution to Irish education. You cannot understand the Irish education system apart from the sisters, brothers and priests that served it, going right back to people like Catherine Macaulay and Edmund Rice and the other great founders of the religious congregations, many of them being Irish. So the Universal Church, Pope Francis called this year, and we're celebrating the role of religious life throughout the world, and particularly we'd like to focus on that in terms of Ireland this year, in terms of what the religious contributed to our schools.
Now, when we talk about celebrating Catholic Schools Week, what makes a Catholic school different from other schools? What, in fact, are we celebrating during Catholic Schools Week?
I suppose today we talk a lot about the founding intention of a school. Why was a school established at all? And if you go back, every school originally was set up by someone or some local community or some religious congregation or parish or whoever. And you'll find that the people, it's always good to go back to the origin of something to find out what it's really about. And you find some of the energy that's intended in the beginnings of something. So what you'll find in the beginnings of schools, obviously the main aim of every school is to educate, is to provide, help parents in the education of their children. That's the primary aim of a properly understood school. And many, many parents, as we know, want their children to have a religious upbringing. They do a lot of work on that themselves. And Catholic schools really should be understood, I think, at best as a service to parents, as a help to parents, because parents obviously can't teach all of the curricula themselves, and we don't want them to do that particularly. In the same way, we want the schools to have a focus on the religious dimension of education. So a Catholic school shouldn't be understood narrowly. We'd like to take a very holistic, a very broad view of what a Catholic school is, and we don't want to just narrowly focus on one or two dimensions of the school. We want to integrate the religious dimension of life into all other aspects. And that's what a Catholic school seeks to do. But in terms of what differentiates or distinguishes, I suppose is a good word, what's distinctive about a Catholic school? What should be distinctive is a very strong focus on the each individual person, a child in terms of their age, as a child of God, made in the image of God, and called to share in God's own life eternally. So this person is a human person in the image of God, and that should inform everything we do.
Now, there has been a desire on the part of some parents in certain areas to have more parental choice when it comes to models of patronage of schools. And I suppose in response to that, the Catholic Church has been divesting some of its schools. How is that process going?
The process is continuing. It started a couple of years ago. It's a very slow process, as we pointed out originally this would be. This is not a case of social engineering. You can't simply go into a community and say, we're going to do X, Y, and Z with your schools. Well, you could try it, but you'll draw back very quickly. And I keep pointing this out to people. There is no Minister for Education with all of her significance. There's no bishop. There's no senior civil servant who could simply go into a community and say, we are restructuring, reconfiguring these schools. We have to bring communities around with us. And the Department of the Church has been very fully engaged in this process since the Forum on Patronage and Pluralism took place in 2011. And we're still very engaged, and different dioceses are engaged locally on this. And what's happening at the moment is that in various communities, conversations are ongoing about where amalgamations might take place, particularly take two schools that aren't full, that could amalgamate together. That might provide the opportunity to provide a building to another patron if there is demand for that in the area. But this has to be done slowly. It's been done carefully. The schools that have begun as part of this process under Educate Together are going well, and that's a good sign that the process is beginning to achieve that which is intended. And remember, that which is intended is to satisfy parents. This is all about parents. It's not about church leaders or political leaders trying to impose an agenda. There are parents out there, we know it's about somewhere in the region of something under 10% in certain localities, who have said in surveys that they would welcome an opportunity to send their children to an alternative school if such was available to them. We would like to help to provide for their choice. The whole system is based on parental choice. If parents of Catholic children and Church of Ireland children who'd like to have them attend a denominational school, so too we'd like to provide choice for others. But that can only be done within reason, and it has to be done carefully without antagonising local communities.
Now, in terms of resources for Catholic Schools Week, I know there's a huge amount of work put in for a whole year in advance of this celebration. Tell me a little bit about some of the resources that are available.
There are resources available. They've been sent to schools and parishes, and they're available online. The resources available are very user-friendly. As we say today, there are resources for the parish, for the school, for home, for Grandparents' Day. There's resources, material that can be used by boards of management at meetings and so on. And there's various types of material available that could be photocopied and used at home or in parish or in school. And I would alert people to the fact, because obviously a week is only a week, the Catholic school will be round when the week is over, and you could use the resources into the future. People shouldn't feel totally tied. Obviously, life is busy. Not least school life and family life is awful busy, and people could come back to these resources really any time during the course of the year, but they're particularly pertinent during the coming week, and it would be a good idea for people to use them as they see fit in their own context. The resources are available online at catholicschools.ie and at catholicbishops.ie.